So we're on Tetvav Amud Aleph, 15a, the top line. Everybody with me? So it says, Itmar Lechiho made me love. Lechiho made me love means you have a lechi, which is a side post, which permits you to carry in the mavui, but it wasn't put up to be a lechi. It just happened to be there. By the way, let me get a picture. I think I have a screen share for you on this. Let me see. All right, one minute. Let me just go over here. One second. Give me one second. Okay. Screen share. Okay, everybody see the picture? This is picture 199. So here's the mavui. Let's say you have a tree. The tree could serve as a lechi, rather. And you have this little, do you see this outcropping wall? That could also serve as a lechi. So you have a lechi, that, you know, wasn't built or intended to be a lechi, but it's there. So Idmar lechi o made me love, Abayimar habi lechi, Rav amar lo habi lechi. So we have a machloket between Abay and Rav, whether that constitutes a lechi or not. Where you didn't rely on it, meaning you did not intend to use this as a lechi going into Shabbos, everybody agrees that it's not a lechi. He says, "Keep pligi hechid samchina lemi etmol." The difference, the machloket is where you intended to use it as a lechi going into Shabbos, but it was never erected to be a lechi. And we'll see what the difference is. So Abayimar habi lechi das samchina lemi etmol. Rabbi says, Abayi says, "Look, it's a lechi, and you relied on it. So I don't care why you built it or not. That's a fine lechi." And then the Gemara says, "Rav Amar lo habi lechi." So Rava says it wasn't built to be a lechi, so it can't be a lechi. We'll come to see that it may relate to the idea of heker, according to Rava. Rava says that a lechi has to be like for notification. Part of the notification is that everyone realizes that it was erected to be a lechi. So the Gemara says, Kasaka daitach, we think initially, everybody good so far the way? Any questions to what I said? Everybody right? What's up, Yosef? Yosef, you're good. Everybody good? Okay, nice to have you with us, Shaya. All right, so let me go further. Okay, welcome. Okay, we're on the 10th line on Tetvav Amud Aleph. So, we think that just like Abay and Rava have a machloket by Lechi, they have a machloket by Mechitza. Mechitza is partitions. You know, by the way, this is, if you remember, the Lach is normally like Rava, except in Yal Kagam, Yudayan. So the Lamed is Lechi Ho made me love. This is it. Right. So this is one of the exceptional cases where we pass on like Abaye. All right, let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara is going to bring cases from Mechitza to ask Kashas. Usually, I think.
Maybe, right?
What maybe?
No, everyone agrees that this is one of the Yal Kagams.
I thought.
That's a Machlokas.
Well, what's the other opinion?
That this is not it. That
I'm saying one of them. So what's
it could be Tosus.
I don't know.
That's what Rabbi R said. Yeah.
Oh, he said.
I'll come up with. Yeah, he said it's a difference of opinion whether this is one of them or not.
Okay.
I'll search it. I'll get back.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. Now let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says. So we think that the same exists, machloket would exist by mechitza. If I put up mechitza with intent to be mechitza or not, we think we'd have a machloket and by barava. So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Gemara brings a proof from the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah. It says, Hosesuka tobina ilanot, if a person builds a sukkah among the trees, the ilanot defanot law, and the ilanot are themselves form part of the wall. Let's see our picture again. Let's see here. So here you see in picture number 200, everybody see, I don't know if you can see so clearly, here you have a wall, here you have a framework of a sukkah, and here you have a whole bunch of trees that are forming the sukkah wall. He says, so kshera. So the Mishnah says that's kasher. So if you have where the the trees are the wall, so obviously you don't need kavana to make a mechitza, and by analogy we think the same thing would be true by the lechi. So that's a kash against Rava and a support for Abaye. So the Gemara says, Hachma yaskina shetam mechila kach. I could say to defend Rava that the Mishnah is talking about where you planted the trees initially with intent that they be used as mechitza. So then we've deflected the question. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi pshita." If that's the case, though, so the holding in the Mishnah is very obvious. They planted the trees to be the machitzas in the sukkah, and then it could be the machitzas in the sukkah. So what's he teaching me? Ma'adatim aligzur dilma atfilish tamushi be'ilan. I might have thought, we know there's a gzeira, you're not allowed to climb a tree, to lean on a tree, to use a tree. Everything is a gzeira, you might break off a branch of the tree. So I might have thought that included in that gzeira is I can't make walls of the sukkah out of the tree. I come to use the tree. So kamashlan, that would be the chiddush, the Mishnah. But the idea is we had a question against Rava, and we've been able to deflect the question against Rava by interpreting the Mishnah, where you had planted the tree initially to be a mechitza. Okay, Tashima.
Can I ask a question before we go in? What is the relationship between sukkah and lechi, or mechitza?
Okay. Again, leave lechi out of it. We're talking about mechitza. Mechitza is partition. So in order to have a sukkah, I need walls, right? I need at least two walls, two and a half walls, or two walls and a portion of the third wall. So that's mechitza. So we think that there's a connection between mechitza and lechi. It works out better, again, according to, remember we had in the Gemara that one side is that lechi is mishum mechitza, right? That then it's very pashut the way you
But have. When you're going with the Hecker theory?
Well, it was...
that was the Korah.
Well, again, even within the lechi, I think we have tzedadim that way. So that would be very pashut, but it could be even the one who says Hecker. In other words, it could be each one holds that was machloka might be white and black. We could gray and gray. In other words, one could hold the predominant reason is Hecker, the other could hold the predominant reason is Mechitza, but each could hold that
a little bit of the other.
We could. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So Tashma, we bring another proof from a Braisa. Hayasham Ilan Ogeder Ochitza Kanim. Now this is talking about the Pase Birad, which we didn't have formally yet, but we're going to have in a few days. Let's see our picture again. We have a picture here.
There's the thing in the middle.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, you got to mute yourself here again, Fern, okay? So here we have the bore, here we have the well, and here we have, remember, there are four, like, L-shaped wedges around that make them a chitza. So this is a special kula for the ole regalim, the people who make aliyah regal. They needed to get water for themselves and their animals. So the chachamim created a lenient fashion to create mechitzot. They have four L-shaped wedges, and then they can carry over here. And the well itself is rishus yachid, but they can carry around it. So the Bryce says hayasham ilan. If there were trees, so he's got the trees forming an L, is the way he's got it here. Oh gader, or there's a little piece of a wall here. Ochitzarakanim, or you have a row of reeds, and here's a row of reeds. Bays is the chitzarakanim. He says nidon mishum diumid. So then it can be judged as a diumid. Here, hay is the diumid. It's like this wedge shape boundary. So the point being that if the that it doesn't seem like you're building it for that purpose, and nevertheless. They do constitute a mechitza. So again, that would be a proof for Abaye, kash against Rava. So the Gemara says, "Hachna maskin an sha'asan mechid l'kach." So the Gemara says, "No, it could be that the Bryce is talking about that the wall was built l'shem kach, the tree was planted l'shem kach, the mechitzat kanim were planted l'shem kach. Everything was done with intent that way. In which case, we've deflected the question against Rava. Ihachi ma'ikamashmalan. If that's the case, so what is the Bryce teaching me? It's so obvious that I built something. I intended to be mechitza. Obviously." He uses a mechitza. He says, "Kamash malan chitzad akanim." In other words, the chiddush would be the chitzad akanim, which is the row of the reeds. He says, "Kana kana pakot shloshet fachim," because each kana. Does he have a picture here? Yeah, each kana it could be within three tfachim in the next kana. In other words, you have a lot of spaces here. I don't know if you can see it so clearly in the picture, but then we're saying the black lines will be the reeds, and then you have spaces between the reeds. Like Abai S. Rabba, we didn't have this yet. It's coming up in Daf Yotet, but it means like this, that the kula by the Pasebi route is I have Paris is Merubala Omeid. In other words, normally to have a partition, to be a mechitza, I need omed merubala parutz. That which is standing is greater than that which is open. Here, by the pasibi route, that which is open is greater than that which is standing. So the question is, when I have these row of reeds and they're each separated by three tefachim from the next reed, so within the so-called mechitza, I have parutz merubala omed. So here, it might have been thought that since the whole partition is parutz merubala omed, in the little wedges, the little L's, I would at least need that the omid be merubal the parrots. So kamashulan, that this Bryce would be teaching me, that's not the case. All right? Any questions, comments, thoughts, any we did so far?
So it could be more than three tefachim apart?
No, I didn't say that. I said that they're within three tefachim of each other, but there's more space than that which fills it in.
Okay, but that's within three tefachim.
Yeah, it's working with lavud. Okay, any other questions? Okay, it's nice to have a nice cover here. We got a, you know, the more people, everybody's machazik, everybody. All right, I'm glad you made it, Aaron Moshe. All right, Aaron Moshe, give me a thumbs up. Okay, all right, good. All right, now, so we're eight lines above where it gets wide. So we're asking another question from Bryce. Okay, I'll go back to the picture here. We'll need a picture again. Okay, all right. So now it says, Tashma, Ilan Hamesich al Haaretz. I have a tree, and this tree is like, I don't know, this is like a big weeping willow type of tree, but a big tree, and the branches lean over to within three tefachim of the ground. You see the bays here? That's within three tefachim of the ground. He's got it here. Rosh Hanof, Pacho, Mishlosh, the Karka. So you have a big tree, and it's forming like a whole big canopy. So, Tashma, Ilan Amesich al Haaretz, Imei Nofo, Gavom, and Aretz, Shlosha Tefachim. If the branch is less than three tefachim from the ground, so he says, metalflin tachtav, you can carry underneath the tree. So again, here I have the tree. I didn't intend it to be a mechitza. And yes, it forms a mechitza. So I have a raya against Ravo, because we thought it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, hakanami maskina shita omid chid lakach. What are we talking about? The same answers before, each one, that the tree was planted in order to be mechitza, so people will be able to carry underneath the tree. That's why you planted it. So ihachi letaltil bakulo. If that's the case, so I should be able to carry underneath the tree no matter how large the tree is. We'll see in a minute. Alama Maravuna Bered Rav Yoshua Imitatlin Bo Elobeit Satayim. Why did Rav Huna say, the son of Rav Yeshua, saying that the limitation with this tree is to carry less than a Beit Satayim? Now, I must say, Beit Satayim is 50 amot by 100 amot, and he's like the size of the Chatzir here, the Mishkan. So this would be a humongous tree to carry underneath there, but at least theoretically, that's what the Gemara is saying. Why am I limited to that size? Now, when the Beit Satayim, it means that if it's a lousy type of mechitza, I can carry with Beit Satayim. So it could be, let's say, I have like a bunch of poles that are standing up. Does he have like we had before? So that would be limited to Beit Satayim. If there are defects in the mechitza, or if it's lo hukaf ladira, if it's not for a resonance, so it's just so that I'm limited to Beit Satayim. So if this is a full fledged, a wonderful mechitza, like we're saying, why am I limited to Beit Satayim? So the Gemara says, Mishum Davidirish Tashmishala Avir. The reason you're limited to Beit Satayim, the Mechitza is a wonderful Mechitza, but the reason you're limited to Beit Satayim is because it's Dirish Tashmishala Avir, meaning that the tree is planted with the intent that the people who are guarding the fields will hang out underneath the tree and take up a residence underneath the tree, but the purpose of the residence is not really for the residence, it's really for outside the residence. So that makes it an inferior type of Mechitza. He says, V'chol Dirish Tashmishala If it's Tashmishala Avir, if the purpose of the Mechitza is just to permit me to guard the outside fields, that makes it an inferior Mechitza. And for that reason alone, it's limited to Beit Satayim. But in Achinami, the tree otherwise would be a wonderful Mechitza. It's just the usage isn't so great. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?
Yeah, I missed this one.
All right.
Can you explain it again, please?
All right. So we spoke about using the tree as a mechitza.
Right.
And we said I have a big tree and it comes down to the tips near the ground so I can carry there. Now, the Gemara learns that if it's an inferior type of mechitza, I'm limited to Beit Satayim. Beit Satayim is the size of the Mishkan, 50 amot by 100 amot. So the Gemara is asking, if this is such a wonderful mechitza, the way you're describing it, there's nothing wrong with the mechitza, why am I limited to a Beit Satayim? So the Gemara says, the reason you limit to a Beit Satayim, the reason it's inferior is for the usage that it has. The usage is, you see the guard. The guard isn't using it. In other words, he's not interested in the mechitza per se for the usage underneath here, though he does need it. He intends to guard the fields that are outside the tree, and that makes it an inferior mechitza. But in Achinami, the mechitza itself is a good mechitza.
So if the tree was bigger than Beit Satayim, you wouldn't be able to carry under the whole tree?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right. All right. You wouldn't be able to carry there at all. All right. All right.
Let's I have go a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you get your stuff in there? You leave it there from before Shabbat?
Bingo. All right. Let's see now. All right, now the first wide line. Tashma, now we bring in another question from the Braisa. Shavat Batel Shu Gavoa Asara. If a person, he set up his residence for Shabbos on a mound, it could be like an earth mound, and the earth mound is higher than 10 tefachim, v'humi arba amod v'yad beit satayim, and the mound is between dalet amod by dalet amod and beit satayim. And it was the size of, it was between dalet amod by dalet amod and 50 or, you know, or 5,000 square amod, somewhere between those two. So he says here, b'chein b'neka shuamoka sara, or he set up his residence in a cleft in the rocks, which a depression. So it says v'hu be'arba amot v'yad beit satayim, and it's from dalet amot to beit satayim. Let's see our picture book again for all of these. So here's the mound. See, here's the mound. That's where he says is establishing his residence for Shabbos. Or here in the neck of the cleft in the rock. But the key one is the last one, or not the key one, but now we have the third case. The kamak sur b'shi bolo maki fotota. Or he's in the field and he clears away a certain amount of stalks, and then he's got the stalks all around him. So he says, so means the point is that each one he's created, each one is Rishus Yachid, and he's going to get 2,000 amo from this Rishus Yachid. He says, Mahalechet kula b'chutzalal payamama. So he can walk within the Rishus, either the mound or the cleft in the rock, or here the clearing, and then he can walk for 2,000 amo beyond there. So he says here, b'chitei mahachan. So the point is that in each one of these cases, these are good machitzot. Here, this is good achit machitza. In other words, it goes up in the air. In other words, you have a mound, so the machitza goes up, and here it's got the machitza, and here it's got the machitza. So the Gemara says, v'chitei ma'achanami shasam achil l'kach. So here, these machitzot, he didn't build it with intent that it should be for Shabbos, for using the machitza. Maybe he did have intent. So b'shleima kam l'chai. So the only one you could say it is by here, the clearing the field. You could say that he grew with intent that it should be mechitza, and then he cleared everything away, intended to be mechitza. That you could say el tail v'neka ma'in lememor, but tail and neka, but with the mound and with the cleft in the rock, that's from maase brachus. So he didn't intend that it should be mechitza, and yet it does form mechitza. So ma'ik lememor ella b'mechitza kuliyam lo pligi dahavi mechitza. So the Gemara revises on the same machlok, and it says when it comes to mechitza, everybody agrees. I don't intend to be mechitza. I have mechitza. Ki pligi b'lechi. The machloket is only by a lechi. In the Gemara explains, Abayi l'tamei damar lechi mishum mechitza. Mechitza asui me'leha havi mechitza. Abayi says lechi is no different than a regular mechitza. In other words, in here you see like the tzushtel. In other words, lechi is a theoretical mechitza, right? Lechi is like imaginary mechitza. It's just a pole, but it's creating a mechitza. But Abayi says lechi is mishum mechitza. It's not different than the regular mechitza. So just like when I build a mechitza, it doesn't make a difference what intent I built it for. Nevertheless, in the mechitza, so too with lechi doesn't make a difference. That's what Abayi says. V'rava l'tame damar lechi mishum heker. Rava holds that lechi is because of heker. It has to be like a reminder. And part of the reminder is that I set it up according to Rava, the Shvi L'Shem Lechi, and people will know that I set it up L'Shem Lechi, and that's part of the reminder. So the Gemara says, "Iavida biyadayim habi heker, v'ilo lo habi heker." According to Rava, if he builds it as specifically to be a lechi, it's a lechi; otherwise, not. Okay, let's just stop and for 1 minute and just summarize again what we're talking about. So we had the question, "Lechi homei me'lav," which means a lechi that was built, but it wasn't built l'shem lechi. Can I use it, and I intend to use it before Shabbos as a lechi? And we had, and it could be like, for example, like here, it could be like this tree, right? It could be this tree. This could be a lechi, or this outcropping of wall could be a lechi, but he didn't build the wall with intent to be a lechi. He didn't plant the tree with intent to be a lechi, but before Shabbos he intends to be a lechi. So is that good as a lechi or not? So Abayi says it's good, and Rabbi says not good. Abayi says it's no different than any other mechitza. It doesn't matter why I build a mechitza. The mechitza is a mechitza. A lechi is also a type of mechitza, but it's more like, you know, you have to imagine it as a mechitza. You know, and Rabbi says, no, it's Mishum Heker, and it's a reminder for me. So part of the reminder is that I have to build up the Shem Lechi. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, something we did so far? Everybody good? Good? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So are you saying that the Lechi has to be Mishem Lechi to be good?
According to Rava, it has to be built.
Reuven puts up the lechi. Erev Shabbos, it's to be a heker.
Right.
Shimon doesn't know it's there.
Right.
Can he not carry in that lovely?
So the presumption is that when I put it up L'shem Lechi, people will come to know that I put it up L'shem Lechi. That's the assumption. Right.
And is it every Shabbos I have to put it up with that assumption?
No. You put it up initially, and then that's it.
And then 20 years later, that's the same presumption?
Yeah. In other words, everybody knows, you know, that I'm, like Michal Shimon put this lechi up so people could carry there. I come to your home, I see the lechi, and everybody knows that. That would be
never came down.
All right. Let me go further. Now, the Gemara says, okay, so now we're trying to bring, so we brought rayas from Mechitzo. Now we're going to try to bring rayas from lechi to this machloket of Abaye v'Rava. So Tashma, so we bring, we're trying to bring a proof from the following brisa. Let me get it here. Let me get a nice picture. Okay. So Tashma, Avne Geder, does he have it here? Yeah. Okay. Avne Geder, Hayotzot min HaGeder, moved alot zumizu, pacho mishloshen sirich lechi acher, shlosha sirich lechi acher. Let's say I have, here's like this mavui, and at the end of the wall you have sort of like crenellated stones. In other words, some of the stones come out, some are recessed, some not. And then there are, He says, if there's less than three tefachim between the protrusions, right? So then this could be a lechi. Everybody understand the case? Everyone understand the case? In other words, I have a mavui. This is the other picture book is, you know, I can't. This is the only picture book I get online. But in other words, this at the end of the mavui, instead of having a lechi, I have pieces of brick coming out. So the pieces of brick coming out are each within three tefachim of one another. So you say lavud. So the pieces of brick that come out will be a lechi. That's what the Braisa says. He says, so that sounds like I don't need kavana to build it because I just built it. It was like that way. So the Gemara says, Hakanami shebanan mechilakach. So Rava will say, the Braisa is talking about, then when I built it like that, so it should be a lechi. So ihachi pshita, if that's the case, so it's obvious, I built it l'shem lechi, and of course it could be a lechi. So ma'adatayman l'meisar binyanahu davida. So I might have thought that when I build it this way, it looks like I'm building it with intent to build further. So that undercuts the fact that I built the l'shem lechi. It's because everybody will think a little bit like you're talking, Michael. Everybody will have like a countervailing theory that I built it just for further construction. So that might be the chiddush. So kama shmalan, that if I built it this way, it's a good lechi. So we've been able to deflect the question. Kama shmalan. Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Kotel Shatzido Echad Kunus Mechaveiro. So this we had already. He doesn't have the picture here. He refers, I think, to earlier pictures. But if you remember, this is like the wall where one piece of the wall is like sort of like sliced into two, you know, like one piece. Does everybody remember this case? Let me see. One minute. All right. I have to wait for this to download. All right, let me just, anyway, so it means like this. You have a wall. Uh-huh. You remember the wall, remember we just did this like a week ago. The wall comes out and one hit, like there's like it looks like the
Daf
wall. Daf 10, yeah, but I don't know if I can get to Daf 10 here so easily. You see, it takes a while for everything to download. All right, let me wait a minute. Maybe it'll come. But anyway, so one half of the wall is like, in other words, the wall is thinner at one point than the other. So one part, it was thinner, and you see it from the outside. The other part, it was thinner, and you see it from the inside. Now remember, Nira b'chutz v'shava b'bifnim. You remember, we had this just like a week ago. Everybody looking so...
Yes.
Okay, so I'm glad at least... one second. So, all right. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. I'll see if I get the picture book up. Okay. So Tashma, the Tani Rebbe Chiya, Kotar Shatzido Chad Kunus Mechaveiro. One side is more recessed than the other side. Bein Shanira Bivachutz V'Shabu Mifnim. If it's visible on the outside, but even on the inside. Ubein Shanira Bivachutz V'Shabu Mifnim. Or it's visible from the inside, but from the outside it looks the same. Nidon Mishum Lechi. I could use this Lechi. So it sounds like I built it, and that was the way it was. I didn't build a shame kavana of that. So Hakanami Shasomachil Lekach. No, the Bryce is talking about that I built it that way. That's what was my intent. So Ihachi my Kamashvalan. If that's the case, so what's the chiddush in the Bryce? I don't need the Bryce to tell me obvious halachot. So Hakamashvalan Nir Buchutz Shabi Bivnim Nidom Mishum Lechi. The chiddush of the Bryce is it's visible from the outside. If you remember, we had a whole machloket about this. So let me see if anything came down on this. Now, okay, I'm not going to be able to get this here tonight. It doesn't look like it. I don't know what the problem is.
I can show it on here.
Anyway, but the, you know what, the I think that when I have you on Zoom, I think the other things don't work as well. I don't know all the computer stuff, but I think that's what the problem is. Okay, let me get over here. Listen, I have another picture book also. So it's in the other picture book as well. Actually, I have both picture books here. Wait, let me see. So it's on Daf Tet, you said? All right, let me see.
Yes.
Okay.
Page 23.
Which number? Which one?
Page 23, number 67.
Okay, let me see, 67. Let's see. All right, I have a different pagination in my book. One second. All right, mine's a different edition of the book. Let me take a look. So let me see what he has here. Okay, in my book, okay. I'll put the picture up here. Let me see if anybody can see this. Let me see where, okay. Let me see. Okay, there you go. Can you see it there?
I was talking about the coloring book.
Yeah, okay. Okay, can you let me see. All right, here it is. Okay, there you go. Okay, do you see the lech, you see the mavui, you see how one end of the wall is thinner than the other end? Does everybody see that or not?
Okay. Yes, we see it.
Okay, and here as well. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So the Gemara thought to bring a raya that you don't need kavana. So the Gemara says no, that over there it was built that way. So it was built that way. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is a near chutz v'shava mifnim, when it's visible only from the outside, not from the inside. So that's nidom mishum lechi. Okay, so tashma. So we're going to. So far we're getting nowhere with our rayas. So Tashma, please, I need everybody to mute themselves. Somebody's not muted and is making a lot of noise. But let me go back. One second. All right. Okay, everybody muted now? Okay. Okay, so now. Okay, so Tashma, the Rav Havayati Bahumavua, Rav was sitting in a certain Mavui on Shabbos. Havayati Rav Huna Kameh. Rav Huna was sitting before Rav. Amrle Lashame Zil Aitli Kuza Damaya. So Rav said to his attendant, bring me a pitcher of water. It's Shabbos. Ada'ata nafalechia. After he said this to him, the lechi fell down. Means now nobody can carry the mavui. It's like the eruv fell down. So he says, achvi lebiade kamaduchte. So he motioned with his hand like give a kick. You see what happened? And so the tenant like stopped dead in his tracks. He says here, so amrli Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said to Rav, lo savar lamar. He says, in other words, don't you hold that you could rely on the date palm tree that's at the entranceway of this mavui? And I remember I showed you a picture of a date palm tree that was at the entrance of the mavui. So, but the same as the original picture. In other words, there happened to be like a date palm tree here. So he says, so you don't have the lechi, but you got the date palm tree, so we're home free. So Amar, Rav said, Dami Haimi Rabbanan Kamad Lo Parshi In Shishmaita. This rabbi, meaning Rav Huna, is like somebody nobody ever explained anything to him. He says, Mi Samchina Le Me Etmol. Did we go into Shabbos thinking that this was going to be our lechi? No, we had a regular lechi going into Shabbos. So that was not our intent going into Shabbos. So the Gemara deduces from Rav's statement, Tamad Lo Samchina, that the only problem was that we didn't rely on it going into Shabbos. We did not intend or designate it as a lechi going into Shabbos. Hasamchinan havi lechi. But had we designated it, it would be a lechi. So here the Gemara is proving that Abaye is lined up with Rav. So Rav is more significant. He's like the first generation of Moraim, and the Gemara sometimes says Rav Tanahu Palig. So if Rav held that way, that strongly corroborates Abaye. Rav is on the same Derek with Abaye. In other words, you don't have to have built it for it, you just had to have intent. You as a lechi. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, maybe there's an alternative way for us to stand the mavui. Now, the way we've stated, so it's going to come out, the halacha is like Abaye, right? The halacha is like Abaye. Usually the halacha is like Rava. So, but now the halacha is coming out like Abaye. So the Gemara says, maybe there's an alternative way to understand this machloket in which Rava will be lined up with Rav. He says, Lema Abaye Rava, but lo samchina le plige. Maybe Abaye and Rava have a machloket when they did not intend that it should use a lechi going to Shabbos. So meaning that according to this alternative understanding, Abai would say a lechi is good even if you did not intend going to Shabbos to use the lechi, like the case where the lechi fell down and now you have the tree. And Rava says, no, it's only if you intended going into Shabbos that it be that way. So then according to that version, So everybody would agree that had you relied on it, it would be a lechi. So in that case, Rav would be going like Rava. In other words, you had the lechi, it's just being used now, but it wasn't used going to Shabbos. So only Rava would say it's good, not Abaye. That's what we were saying. So he says, so the Gemara says lo sakadaita. That's not a plausible alternative explanation of the machloket. To who barka to have a bay bar chavu? There was porch at bay bar chavu. Let's get the porch here. Everybody see the porch. This is picture number 211. Here's the porch, and you see here's the mavui, and the supports of the porch are like these. One support of the porch is olive. Like there's a pole here that which is supporting the porch. So he says the habu pliyba by varava kulishanayu, that they had an ongoing machloket whether this could be a lechi for the mavui. So here they all know that they intend to use it before Shabbos, and yet they still have the machloket. So clearly the machloket is the way we explained it initially, whether I had erected it originally to be a lechi or not. Not whether I had designated it before Shabbos or not. Here, going into Shabbos, everybody understands they want to use it as a lechi, but notwithstanding that, Rava still holds, in this case, he can't use his lechi because it was not erected to be a lechi. All right, now let's just look at the last Rashi, and then we're going to hear from Michael with his update. So let's look at the three lines to the bottom. If Liguba Kulishanayu, Abai Shar in the Misma Chalei, Abai permitted to rely on that Lechi in picture 211, but Rava Asa, Rava prohibited it. Alma B'samchina Le Plihi. So the Machloket is when they wanted to use the Lechi before Shabbos. The Hilchatak Abai Baha, and Rashi says Allah is like Abai in this. Zuyachat mi al kagam shalach kabai. This is one of the al kagams. Allah is like Abai. What did you come up with, Michael? Did you come up with anything on that or not? I can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself.
I sent you an email. It's a machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam.
All right, let me see.
Rabbeinu Tam says this is not one of the Al-Kagams, and the halacha here is like Rava, and the Lamed is not Lehi, but having to do with Leda.
Ah.
Machlokas, Rishonim.
Okay, very nice, very nice, very nice. Okay, thank you so much, Michael. All right, let's take a look. All right, let me go. Any other questions on the comments or on this Gemara? So the simple pshat of the way Rashi learns, so we have lechi homei meilav, where the lechi was not erected to be a shame lechi, but I designate it as a lechi before Shabbos. Abaye holds a good lechi, Rabbi holds not a good lechi, and Rashi learns the lechi is like Abaye in this. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Yash koach to all of you. You're making your way through Masechet Erevin. We're like 15 dapim down, so that's like that's more than 15% of the Masechta, right? Because there's only 90 dapim, so it's got to be more than 15%.
Not yet. We didn't finish Tetvav, and we started Bet.
Yeah, we started on Bet. Okay, but again, there's not 100 dapim in the thing. There's like only like 90 dapim, so only it takes so 10% would be 9. So if you 13.5 dapim would be so I think so 14.5. You got it. That's okay. Now let's take a look at the Gemara. All right. Now let's take a look. Okay, we're at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom. Everybody has to mute themselves again. Okay, so the Mishnah says, "Manitin b'chol osin lechiin, you can make a lechi out of anything. Feel with varshish beruachaim, even a living object could be a lechi." And we'll see a picture about that in a minute. Rabbi Meir Oser, Rabbi Aser. So according to Tanakama, a living creature could be the lechi. Let's get a nice picture in our book. Here, you see the horse, everybody's the horse, and they have like a little like things coming out from the wall and chains, and now the horse is the lechi. Okay, so let's take a look back in the Gemara. And so the Tanakhama holds like a living creature could be part of the machitza, Rabbi Meir Oser. Umitam Mishungola, Rashi learns that the golel is a lid on the coffin, but if I use the living creature as the lid, so even the living creature is usually not makabel tuma when it's alive, so Rashi learns that it is makabel tuma. In other words, if I use the animal as a lid on the coffin, it sounds strange. He says, "Matami shum golel." Okay, Verebi, let's take a look, turn page. Verebi Meir Mitaya. Rebbe Meir says, no, it's Tahor, meaning it doesn't transmit Tuma, and he holds that it's not valid as a Golel. He says, the Kotvin Alav Gitin Hashem, Tanakama holds, I could write a get on an animal and send it to my wife, Verebi, or give it to my wife, Verebi Yo Siaglili Poso, Rebbe Siaglili Pasos. Okay? All right, let's do a little piece in the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rebbe Meir Omer, Kodvar Shishbarua Chayim, anything that's alive can't be a dolphin for the sukkah, can't be a wolf for a sukkah. But a lechi the mavui can't be a lechi for the mavui. Lo passingly be road, and it can't be those little L-shaped wedges for the wells. But a golel a kever, and it can't be the lid on a coffin. Mishum Rabbi Yossi haglili amru, but the name Rabbi Yossi haglili said afin kofin lav gitei nashim. You can't even write a get on an animal. So my time with Rabbi Yossi Glili, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Glili who holds that I can't ride a get on an animal? So at the Tani, we learn in the Bryce, Sefer. It says, V'chatav la Sefer Kritoda. If a person decides to divorce his wife, so he writes a Sefer Kritoda, like a book, you would say, of a scroll of divorce. He says, so the way the Rabbi Yossi Glili says, Sefer means something like cloth. In other words, I'll write it on cloth. He says, ainly on the Sefer, I only know like cloth. How do I know that other objects that I write on would also be good as they get? This is v'chatav law is superfluous verbiage because it could say v'natan sefer kri tut bi'ada, and this is v'chatav law, he'll write it, and the way Chazal takes it, that it's to teach me other items that I'd write on. Imkein ma tamal lomar sefer. So once you're teaching me v'chatav law, it's teaching me I can write on many things, so what do I need sefer for? Sefer would be a limitation, teach me klaf. It says, lomar lecha ma sefer devar she'en bo ruach chayim beinu ochel. Sefer is a limitation, teach me just like a sefer is not alive, it's not food, af kol devar she'en bo ruach chayim beinu ochel, that the get has to be something that's not alive, and it's not food. So that's the way that basically understands it. So v'chatav law, anything that I write on, but Sefer is going to teach me a limitation that it can't be a live creature and it can't be food. V'rabbanan, the chachamim who are mechulak with Rabbi Yossi Glili and hold that I could write on an animal, he says, mikativ ba-sefer. It doesn't say, what do you say? What do you say? You assume Sefer was cloth, and as a result of that, you said, v'chatav law is teaching me more items. He says, who says? He says, it doesn't say ba-sefer, you're going to write in the Sefer. Sefer k'tiv, the sphere of Devarim Ba'al Mahu Da'ata. In other words, Sefer Kritot doesn't have to be a scroll of divorce. Sefer Kritot could be a narrative of divorce, just telling me the verbiage, the formula that I have to use. He says, V'rabanan Hai V'chatav Lo My Dorshibi. So that being the case, Sefer is just saying I have to have something that I write the narrative on. So the verbiage in. So Rabbanan Hai V'chatav Lo My Dorshibi. So what do they use with the words V'chatav Lo? So he says, that's teach me that a woman can only be divorced through a writing and not through money, though some men would say that they did use kesef to get the divorce. I don't know. Anyway, the in other words, you can't get divorced with money. He says, Sakadat Chamina, because you might have thought to say, I would have thought there's a hekesh between divorce and marriage. Yitzia means divorce, and havaya is getting married. He says, it says, v'yatzav v'halitala isha cher. And then it says, v'yatzav, and then it says, v'yatzav, what is the pasuk? It says, v'yatzami beito v'halcha v'halitala isha cher. She'll leave husband number one, v'yatzami beito, that's Yitzia, and then v'halitala isha cher, she'll marry husband number two. So he sees the hekesh, connection between Yitzia and havaya. So he says, Mahavaya b'kesef, just like a woman can be married with money, as we learned, or the Gemara learns in Kiddushin, kicha kicha mistei Ephron, that every Shabbat teaches me a woman can be married with money. If you see b'kesef, so I would think that she could also be divorced with money, that just like he gave money to acquire her, so he would give money to be divorced from her. So he says here, kamash malan. So this is teaching me, no, it's only with the writing. Rabbi Yosef Glili, Hai Svar Manali. Where does Rabbi Yosef Glili know that he can't be divorced with money? Naftali mi Sefer Kritut. He'll learn it from the term Sefer Kritut, a book of divorce. Sefer Korta, Vein Devar Acher Korta. Sefer Kritut, that the only thing that she can get divorced through is the Sefer, not through anything else. Rabbanan Hai Sefer Kritut mi Baile, Devar Hakori Bein Olda Bein Al. The Chamin learned Sefer Kritut to teach me that the get has to make an absolute divorce between the two, with nothing connecting them. I just want to get to the next Gemara, the next mission of five lines, and I'll pause. Look, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Hareza Giteich Amanat Shlo Tishti Yayin Amanat Shlo Tilchi LeBeit Avich. If a person says, this is your get, on condition you don't drink wine, or on condition you don't go back to your father's home, Yolam Ein Zeh Kritut. If he says that this is an ongoing stipulation, and it will last forever, that's not a divorce, because there's always a connection between the two. He says, Kol Shoshim Yom Hareza Kritut. If he says, this is your divorce on condition that you don't drink wine for 30 days, on condition you don't go back to your father's home for 30 days, that is a divorce. So, Rabbi Yosef Glili Nafkale Mikari Kritut. Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees with that limud, but he learns it out. It says, Sefer Kritut. So he used Sefer Kritut to teach me Sefer Korta and Ein Davar Acher Korta, that only the Sefer makes the division, not the money. But he says Sefer Kritut could be Sefer Karet. Instead, it says Sefer Kritut. So from the extra letters, he learns that it also teaches me it has to be an absolute divorce. Rabbanan Kari Kritut Ludorshi. The Chamin don't learn Kari Kritut. Anyway, the basic idea we learn is that Rabbi Yosef Glili said that you can't write a get on a living creature, and it's based on the psukim, because he learns that it has to be it's just like a sefer, it's not a living creature. So they know ochel, so too the get can't be a living creature. And the Chamin learned the psukim differently and say it could be on a living creature. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
So for the Mandamar who said that you can use a living thing, is it a plant, or do you send your wife a puppy and say, you know,
yeah,
goodbye?
Yeah. So again, the first of all, the Gemara does have a case about writing it on the leaf of a plant. The Gemara does, but I don't think when they're talking about Davar Chaim here, I don't think that that's what they're talking. The Gemara can get into the issue of Mechuber Lekarka and things like that. But here it's talking about like on a living being. In other words, let's say.
Send a puppy. She thinks she's getting a little gift.
Well, you'd have but you'd have to do the writing on the puppy. In other words, you would write. You would write on the puppy. Maybe it helps to get like a light haired dog, and then you would write the whole thing out and say, "Here, my dearest," and give her the leash, and then that would be the divorce. All right, it's just.
You use the cancan that could be raised. Can't be raised.
Oh, the
cancanum
we did from
the other day.
Yeah, it can't be erased.
I don't know. All right, what else do you have?
A dirty dog.
All right, anybody have any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, so everybody's getting into Erevin now, I see. All right, let's take a look. All right, let's take a look. All right, let's see the next piece of the Gemara, and then that'll be it for tonight, okay? So Manitin, and let's go back to our picture book. The picture book helps with all of this. Let's see if I got picture book. Okay, this will be a nice picture book. Okay, so Shayara Shechanta Bebika, you have a caravan, they camped out in this field, the Kifua clay behema, and they surrounded their encampment with like the clay behema. It means like saddles, metatlin betocha. In other words, here you have the animals, the saddles. We'll see in the Gemara more about this. So I can carry within this partition. He says, Uvavad, she got her gaboa sarts fachim, provided that, in other words, it's going to be saddles, there'll be like blankets and cushions and luggage, so I can make my own mechitza this way. He says, provided that it's 10 tefachim high. You need to get, the key is, just remember the yisodot, mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. No opening can be greater than 10 amot. You can't have paris merubala omeid. The omeid always has to be merubala paris. Get the main ideas. Like otherwise, you get lost. The forest, the trees, and the erevin. Like you get the basic yisodo. You're 10 yards ahead of everyone in this. Okay, please. I need everybody to mute themselves. Okay, Aaron Moshe, just give me a minute. I'll get to you. Okay. So he says, below you prusot yitero labinyan. The openings shouldn't be greater than the solid part. Any opening which is up to 10 amot is permissible. That's like an entranceway. So in other words, if I have a partition, but this opening would be more than 10 amot, so then I start running into problems. So that's what I have to worry about. Okay, let's do a little bit in the Gemara, and then we'll pause, okay? So the Gemara says, Itmar, paritz ka'omeid. Now, let's say I have exactly the same amount, meaning the amount that's standing is equal to the amount that's open. So is that a good mechitza or not? We know that from the Mishnah, it seems to be that the standing has to be greater than that which is open. What if it's exactly the same? Rapapa amar mutar. Rapapa says, you're fine. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua amar asur. So it's machloket amarayim. Rapapa amar mutar. Hakin agri rakman al Moshe. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo tifrot ruba. Don't create more openings than that which is standing. But if it's equal, it's okay. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua amar asur. Hakin agri rakman al Moshe. Gedur ruba. That you have to fence in most of it. Okay, so that's a machloket between Rapapa, and you see the lach is like Rapapa, that it would be mutar if it's equal. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that the breaches should not be greater than that which is built up. So the Gemara says, hakibinin mutar. So it sounds like if it's equal, it's permissible. That sounds like on all fours with Rapapa. So the Mishnah sounds like Rapapa. So it looks like Rav Huna's in trouble. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna would say, lo tame. So what is it that the Mishnah wants us to deduce when it says, lo you pierce you tear labinion? So we think the Mishnah wants us to deduce that kibinion is mutar. That's the deduction the Mishnah wants us to make. Lo tame ha kibinion mutar. Don't make that deduction. Ela ema in binion yeter la pierce mutar. Make it if it's more built than an opening is permissible. So the Gemara says, aval kibinion my asur. So what if it's the same thing? It's asur? Ihahi litni lo you pierce out kibinion. So then the Mishnah should have taught me, if that's the case, that the pirzot should not be the same size as the binyan. In other words, the Mishnah wants to teach me the cutting edge halacha. The Mishnah should have taught me that. So this the Gemara says kasha. This is a kasha against Rav Huna. In other words, the Mishnah seems to be much more clearly in Rav Papa's corner. It says that the pirzot shouldn't be greater than the omeid, but it sounds like if they're equal, it sounds like it's good. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good?
So you could use the animals themselves too?
It's coming up, but that's the case.
Okay. What happens if they move?
Well, again, we had, it's machloket, remember, about the animals. We had in the previous Mishnah where the animal could or cannot be used for mechitza. This is learning that you could use the animals in mechitza, okay? It's machloket whether you use the animal, all right? All right, any
and what if the animal moves?
Then you don't have a mechitza. Okay, remember in the picture they were chained in so they couldn't move. All right, not this last picture, the previous picture. Okay.
One good question on the animals. One good question is, you say it's an animal that's alive, but if the animal's dead, it's just an object and you could use it, or no? Or no?
Right, that's correct.
Correct, okay.
All right. It's not a bal chayim.
And they're going to everybody then because it's just an object.
I think so. Aaron Moshe, what's up?
When you were talking about the 10 Tefachim on Mechitza, that when Rav Aaron was Nifta in 1962, at the Levaya, I snuck in after Rav Yanke was going to speak. I snuck in with him. So the Satmaru was talking to Rav Moshe. And they wanted to talk in Torah, and then Rav Moshe said to the Satmar Rav that that the Aaron is here, so he can't talk in Torah. So the Satmar wanted to give him a little dig, so he pointed to the sidewalk, the gutter in the sidewalk. He says, "Like this, this is a mechitz. According to you, that's good enough for mechitz."
All right. So that was it. All right. Let's take a look. All right. Let me go back. All right. Let's take a look. Okay, let's see back. So Tashma, everybody with me? So again, so the issue that we're facing is if it's an equal amount of solid, equal amount of opening, is that a good mechitza or not? So according to Rav Papa, it's good. According to Rav Huna, it's not good. So Tashma, so we're trying to bring a proof from sukkah, from the schach of a sukkah. So Tashma, makara sukkato b'shvudim oba aruchot amita. If a person covers his sukkah in the schach, shvudim are not stakes, are spits. In other words, he's got metal spits, or he's got a rukhot amita, he's got the sideboards of the bed. Do we have a picture here or not? All right, but the point is, these are things which are pasul for schach. Pasul for schach. 1 minute. Yeah, this is going to be the case here. Anyway, so he's got things that are pasul for schach. Im yesh revach b'ineim k'motan kishera. So it says, if the space between them here in picture 218. So these boards are the sideboards of the bed. arukot amita. So that's not kosher schach, because it's a davar shemakabel tuma. So it's not kosher schach. But the Mishnah says if the spaces between them are equal to them, it's good schach. So here I have 50-50, 50 sort of treif schach, 50% kosher schach. So the Gemara says that works out. So 50-50, we see works out. In other words, it's a schach, but it's like the type of, like we're making the sushtel between that and the mechitza. So that seems to be a proof. We think that that's a proof for Rav Papa and Akash against Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, Hakamai askinan kshenichnas v'yotzei. So the Gemara wants to say, when it says that it's an equal amount, it meant that in the space which is not the side, but in other words, where the olives are is the side post of the bed. So let's say I remove the schach. So it says what was the language? He says, if there's space equal to them, it meant that I could take a side post and stick it in there easily, meaning that we think that the spaces are larger than the olive spaces. And the space for the schach is not the same. It's going to be a little bit larger because I can easily stick it in and out. So then I don't have a kasha. So he says, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, yeah, but why should I interpret the, is that a Mishnah or a Braisa here? It says, it's a Mishnah. Why should I interpret the Mishnah that way? He says, maybe the Mishnah means like mitzamtzem, it's exactly the same, in which case I'll have a proof for a papa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami b'madif. Rabbi Ami rejects the whole thing. He says, look, I think it's madif. I think it's like the way Rashi learns, you're putting a lot of schach in here. And Mimela, there's no proof for Rapapa from that Mishnah. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, Rava Amar. Rava says, Mayunatunim Erev, no Sheti. Sheti, no Erev. Rava says the case is that, well, here, the way he's got this picture, but it means if things were lined up, if this is lined up, you know, from top to bottom, the schach is lined up left to right. And the idea is that there's more schach. So in Achinami, it would come out that the space that's covered is the same amount, but the schach would predominate. You'd have more kosher schach there than the treif schach, because some of this kosher schach would be lining on the crossboards. Okay, let me take some questions. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, everybody good? All right, let me go in for the kill. All right, let's go. Okay. All right, let's take a look. Now, okay, Tashma. So, again, we have the following braisa. It says, Shayara Shechanta Babika. You have a caravan that camped out in the open field. V'kifuag b'gmalim. They surrounded the caravan with camels. So, obviously, again, this Mishnah holds, like the Tanakama in the previous Mishnah, that an animal could be mechitza. Buukafot with saddles, that's bays of the saddles, you see that. He says, Ba'avitin, the top line in Tetzayinim and Aleph, Ba'avitin are cushions, so he's got gimel as cushions, that's the way he figures it here. He says, Bishlifin, Shlifin are the loads, and here's Dalet is the Shlifin. He says, Bekanim with reeds, he says, Bekolachot, he says, with vegetable stalks. And here's the reeds and vegetable stalks. I guess these are the reeds. These look like the reeds. He's got the reeds here. And hay is the vegetable stalks are here. He says, Metaltlin betocha. So you can carry within this machitza. Uvaj lo yehe bin gamal gamal kim lo gamal. Uvin ukaf lo ukaf kim lo ukaf. Uvin avid lo avid kim lo avid. Provided that there's not an equal amount of space, a camel space between the camels. There's not a... There's not an avit, he said, was the saddle. There's not an equal space with the saddles. He says, so that being the case, it sounds like if the spaces are equal to the solid part, it sounds like it's not good. This sounds like a proof for Rav Huna. In other words, we think that the Braisa is saying if the the solid part of the mechitza. If the empty, the open part of the mechitza is equal to the solid part of the mechitza, I don't have a mechitza. That's what it sounds like. So that would be a proof for Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua. So hachinami shenichnas v'yotzei. So he says no, means that the space that I can easily fit the camel through. So it's not like, in other words, the space is larger than the solid part, and that would destroy the mechitza. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? All right, my friends. Let me, no questions? Okay, let me end the recording. Wait, sorry, here's recording.